what does New Sky Energy do?
New Sky is a clean chemistry company that has developed a number of technologies that convert important industrial waste streams into useful chemicals. So we have patented technologies that turn salty wastewater and CO2 into carbonates. We have other technologies that turn industrial waste streams into acid and base. And the technology that we're developing and demonstrating here in Alberta with the CCEMC funding is focused on sweetening sour gas. Sour natural gas is an important natural resource, but unfortunately it contains hydrogen sulfide and CO2, which makes it unusable unless those compounds have been removed from the gas.
So what stage are you at right now with that project?
Well, we've actually licensed this technology in the United States last December. And we're piloting it in Wyoming initially, and then we're going to be doing a pilot here in Alberta that focuses on sour gas sweetening as well as CO2 mineralization. So we're essentially going to be focused in Alberta on converting the CO2 that's in sour gas into useful carbonates like baking soda or soda ash.
Now, is this something where you would do it on site at a plant or a well site, or do you have to be established and then the CO2 comes to you?
No, we would do it on site at a well site, and we would have, you know, a couple of trailers that are scrubbing the gas and removing the hydrogen sulfide and the CO2, and then we're converting the sulfide into sulfur, regenerating the capture agent and converting the CO2 into carbonates like soda ash or baking soda. So all of that would be done on site, as well as regenerating the capture agent so that you can continue the process.
How easy or hard a process is this?
Well, it seemed like quite a simple and elegant solution to us when we conceived it, and we've advanced it quite a bit since then. It's always worked very effectively, so we're pleased with how straightforward and kind of robust the process is. But coming up with new ideas and getting funding for them is always challenging, because there's a lot of good ideas, and then there's a lot of ideas that sound like they're good ideas, and they're all kind of in the mix to raise money. So we're very grateful to CCEMC for having the vision to support companies like New Sky that have these innovative technologies.
So it sounds like you're actually quite a ways along in the process, is that correct?
Yeah, we've definitely proved it out, scaled it up quite a bit. We're piloting it now in Wyoming. We licensed it in the United States. We're funding the company's growth on this technology right now.
How serious a problem is the sulfur and the CO2 that you're addressing?
It's a very serious problem in places like Alberta. The province of Alberta produces 3.7 trillion cubic feet of natural gas every year. A third of that is sour gas. And sour gas sounds like, oh, well, maybe that's not quite as good as sweet gas, but it's much worse than that. The hydrogen sulfide that's in that gas is a deadly toxin, and so it really has to be removed. You can't just sell sour gas into a pipeline anywhere. You got to clean it up first.
And where does that sulfur go afterward?
Well, in conventional processes, it can be converted into elemental sulfur, you know, the yellow kind of powdery material that you sometimes see big piles of around refineries and places like that. But it can also be converted into other sulfur-based compounds like sulfuric acid or polysulfides that are sometimes used in things like batteries or for paper processing. So in New Sky's process, we convert the original sulfur, which is hydrogen sulfide, this deadly gas, into innocuous sulfur or other sulfur compounds.
What challenges do you see ahead of you in the next few months?
Well, we're putting this technology in the field in a remote site in Wyoming. The whole state seems kind of remote to me, but these sites are particularly remote. So it's got to be robust technology that can operate in the field safely on its own and so on. So those are important engineering challenges. And it's always a challenge to try and, grow a small company where everyone's doing, you know, multiple tasks. So we're really excited to have this opportunity, and despite any challenges, we are really optimistic.
And what does it mean to you being one of the 24 winners? I understand there were like over 300 applicants.
Well, let's just say that I was in my car when Phil, my colleague who kind of led the effort here on this, called me to say that we had won this grant. That was about a month ago, and I think that probably everyone in the parking lot could hear me shout for joy when I heard that news. It was very exciting.
Well, congratulations, and thank you very much, Dean.
Thank you very much.